Unit 1. The Happy Prince. 1. Introduction. 1.1. Talk in pairs. What do you know about this story? The Happy Prince, 1888, was published by Oscar Wilde, 1854 to 1900, an Irish poet and playwright who is known as the author of The Picture of Dorian Gray, 1891, and Salome, 1893. Have you read any of his works? You probably know about the story of the Happy Prince. You must have read it as one of the picture stories when you were a child, but the story you know about may be a little different from the original. It is not just a touching story. 1.3. Listen to the synopsis and retell in a group. In a city, there stands a statue called the Happy Prince. The prince has blue sapphires for his eyes, bright red rubies decorating his sword, gold leaf covering his body, and a heart of lead. One day, a swallow heading for Egypt sleeps at the foot of the prince's statue and sees the prince cry. The prince asks the swallow to give his jewels to the poor people. So the swallow takes a ruby to a poor mother with a sick child, and sapphires to a young writer and a girl selling matches. The swallow remains in the city and tells the prince what he sees as he flies around. The prince learns that there are still many poor people in the city who need his gold leaf. When winter comes, the prince looks dirty and shabby, and the swallow gradually weakens. The swallow finally kisses the prince and dies at his feet, causing the prince's lead heart to break in two. The broken statue is removed from the pillar and placed in a blast furnace. But only the lead heart doesn't melt and is thrown away, along with the swallow. And when God tells an angel to bring the two most precious things in this city, he brings the prince's lead heart and the swallow. The prince and the swallow become happy forever in heaven. 2.3. Discuss and share ideas about the author. There are different picture stories of the Happy Prince in Japan, but they are rewritten for young readers to enjoy reading. When you read the original, you can find many new things, such as why the swallow flies alone and why the prince comes to weep. Oscar Wilde was born in Dublin, Ireland. He was excellent at languages and spoke many languages. He was fluent in English, German, French, and understood Italian and Greek. However, he didn't speak Irish at all. The works of Oscar Wilde include plays and poems, such as The Importance of Being Earnest, performed 1895, published 1899, and The Ballad of Reading Gull, 1898. 3. The Story Text. Read the text and discuss what you think about it. One night there flew over the city a little swallow. His friends had gone away to Egypt 6 weeks before, but he had stayed behind, for he was in love with the most beautiful reed. He had met her early in the spring as he was flying down the river after a big yellow moth, and had been so attracted by her slender waist that he had stopped to talk to her. "Shall I love you?" said the swallow, who liked to come to the point at once, and the reed made him a low bow. So he flew round and round her, touching the water with his wings and making silver ripples. This was his courtship, and it lasted all through the summer. "It is a ridiculous attachment," twittered the other swallows. "She has no money and far too many relations, and indeed the river was quite full of reeds." Then, when the autumn came, they all flew away. After they had gone, he felt lonely and began to tire of his lady love. "She has no conversation," he said, "and I am afraid that she is a coquette, for she is always flirting with the wind. And certainly, whenever the wind blew, the reed made the most graceful curtsies. I admit that she is domestic," he continued, "but I love travelling, and my wife, consequently, should love travelling also." Will you come away with me? He said finally to her. But the reed shook her head. She was so attached to her home. You have been trifling with me, he cried, and I am off to the pyramids. Goodbye! And he flew away. All day long he flew, and at night time he arrived at the city. Where shall I put up? He said. I hope the town has made preparations. Then he saw the statue on the tall column. I will put up there, he cried. It is a fine position with plenty of fresh air. So he alighted just between the feet of the happy prince. I have a golden bedroom, he said softly to himself, as he looked round and he prepared to go to sleep. But just as he was putting his head under his wing, a large drop of water fell on him. What a curious thing, he cried. There is not a single cloud in the sky. The stars are quite clear and bright, and yet it is raining. The climate in the north of Europe is really dreadful. The reed used to like the rain, but that was merely her selfishness. Then another drop fell. What is the use of a statue if it cannot keep the rain off? He said. I must look for a good chimney pot, and he determined to fly away. But before he had opened his wings, a third drop fell, and he looked up and saw, ah, what did he see? The eyes of the happy prince were filled with tears, and tears were running down his golden cheeks. His face was so beautiful in the moonlight that the little swallow was filled with pity. Who are you? He said. I am the happy prince. Why are you weeping then? Asked the swallow. You have quite drenched me. When I was alive and had a human heart, answered the statue, I did not know what tears were, for I lived in the palace of Sans Souci, where sorrow is not allowed to enter. In the daytime I played with my companions in the garden, and in the evening I led the dance in the great hall. Round the garden ran a very lofty wall, but I never cared to ask what lay beyond it. Everything about me was so beautiful. My courtiers called me the happy prince, and happy indeed I was, if pleasure be happiness. So I lived, and so I died. And now that I am dead, they have set me up here so high that I can see all the ugliness and all the misery of my city. And though my heart is made of lead, yet I cannot choose but weep. Leaf after leaf of the fine gold the swallow picked off, till the happy prince looked quite dull and grey. Leaf after leaf of the fine gold he brought to the poor, and the children's faces grew rosier, and they laughed and played games in the street. We have bread now, they cried. Then the snow came, and after the snow came the frost. The streets looked as if they were made of silver, they were so bright and glistening. Long icicles like crystal daggers hung down from the eaves of the houses. Everybody went about in furs, and the little boys wore scarlet caps and skated on the ice. The poor little swallow grew colder and colder, but he would not leave the prince. He loved him too well. He picked up crumbs outside the baker's door when the baker was not looking, and tried to keep himself warm by flapping his wings. But at last he knew that he was going to die. He had just strength to fly up to the prince's shoulder once more. Goodbye, dear prince, he murmured. Will you let me kiss your hand? I am glad that you are going to Egypt at last, little swallow, said the prince. You have stayed too long here. But you must kiss me on the lips, for I love you. It is not to Egypt that I am going, said the swallow. I am going to the house of death. Death is the brother of sleep, is he not? And he kissed the happy prince on the lips and fell down dead at his feet. At that moment a curious crack sounded inside the statue, as if something had broken. The fact is that the leaden heart had snapped right in two. It certainly was a dreadfully hard frost. Early the next morning, the mayor was walking in the square below in company with the town councillors. As they passed the column, he looked up at the statue. Dear me, How shabby the happy prince looks, he said. How shabby indeed, cried the town councillors, who always agreed with the mayor, and they went up to look at it. The ruby has fallen out of his sword. His eyes are gone, and he is golden no longer, said the mayor. In fact, he is little better than a beggar. Little better than a beggar, said the town councillors. And here is actually a dead bird at his feet, continued the mayor. We must really issue a proclamation that birds are not to be allowed to die here. And the town clerk made a note of the suggestion. So they pulled down the statue of the happy prince. As he is no longer beautiful, he is no longer useful, said the art professor at the university. Then they melted the statue in a furnace, and the mayor held a meeting of the corporation to decide what was to be done with the metal. We must have another statue, of course, he said, and it shall be a statue of myself. Of myself, said each of the town councillors, and they quarrelled. When I last heard of them, they were quarrelling still. What a strange thing, said the overseer of the workmen at the foundry. This broken lead heart will not melt in the furnace. We must throw it away. So they threw it on a dust heap, where the dead swallow was also lying. Bring me the two most precious things in the city, said God to one of his angels. And the angel brought him the leaden heart and the dead bird. You have rightly chosen, said God, for in my garden of paradise this little bird shall sing for evermore, and in my city of gold the happy prince shall praise me.